Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here today with Jared Ritchie, president of the Monroe Symphony, and the maestro himself, John Hodges. Welcome, John. Thank you for being with us.
So glad to be back with you, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you've got a big weekend of music planned here in Monroe.
We do indeed. We've got a terrific program coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, where we're going to play a bunch of romantics, early romantics. We're playing some music by Rossini and by Liszt and by Brahms, the second Brahms symphony. So it's quite a program.
And you've got some classics in there, too.
Well, we've got the Blue Danube Waltz as a little encore at the end. And we're going to invite everybody to come up and dance waltz.
I'll say it again. Every time I hear it, I think Space Odyssey and Hal locking me out of the pod bay doors.
I know what you mean. That wonderful scene. Kubrick was a genius. He was thinking, can I compose some? You get somebody to compose some music for this long scene where the spaceship is docking with the and then he dawned on him he could use this great work, and it's perfect. It's just like a dance. Which is, of course, what we're going to be doing.
Well, there you go. Dancing and great music. Jared, where's all this happening?
It's Church of the Redeemer in West Monroe, and 7 o'clock Saturday night. It's enough space. Tickets are still online, mymso.org, but also at the door. So if you don't get a chance to order them, we won't run out.
Talk to me a little bit about, we're a small community, Monroe, West Monroe, Ouachita Parish. We're kind of punching above our weight a little bit with a symphony. Like, not all communities have symphonies.
That's the truth. That's the truth. It's such a great thing that Monroe and all of Northeast Arkansas can mount such a group. We draw mostly from Monroe for the players, but we do draw some people from as far away as Dallas and Tennessee. We've got quite a number of folks from out of town too. But it's wonderful to have such a core of musicians right here in town.
And I guess one of the biggest things folks can do is just buy tickets and support you guys, right?
That's right. Yeah, we thrive on, of course, the patronage of our area community, businesses and their sponsorships, season subscribers, attendees to these concerts. I mean, we have for years. The Monroe Symphony League has been a huge asset to us over the years in helping us fund and keep going. So, yeah, we need it.
Talk to me about this. Funding for something like a symphony, I mean, it's expensive. You got a lot of musicians, and although they don't get paid a lot of money, it's still there's a bunch of them, and it adds up. You guys need help in other ways, and you've come up with a way for folks to help out other than buying tickets. What is that experience that you're talking about?
Yeah, we called it a symphony of giving. We thought, what can we auction off and not crowd out the other organization's fundraising space? What do we have that's unique to the symphony? Well, that's musicians can always play for a live event. And so we've put together some ensembles in various styles, string quartets, a vocal piano, flute and piano, where even a young harpist, you have the ability to auction and bid on a two-hour performance at your party, at your corporate event. I mean, talk about dress up any corporate event. And so that was our fundraising idea.
I've been to a swanky deal like that, and they opened the curtain, and they were like, oh, we got some dinner music for you. And they opened the curtain, and an entire symphony was there, and I was like, this is a big-time party. And, if you had the harpist for Valentine's Day, thumbs up.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about financially. You're doing that, and that's trying to set you up for next season, so you can sort of plan ahead, right?
Right. The symphony is run by the support of our folks in the area, and grants and fundraising, and we're really needing this fundraising push to give us the setup to know what we can do next year and in the years beyond. We really want to finish well so that we can bring symphonic music, live music to Northeast Louisiana.
I want to ask you, Maestro Hodges, this is your first full season with the Monroe Symphony.
Right.
How's it been?
Oh, it's been a joy. It's been a joy. We've gotten to do so many wonderful works. The Bach program last fall, and then the Haydn program that we did in October. It was just lovely, just lovely. And can I say one thing about the fundraising aspect of it? It is, I want you to understand, maybe your viewers do understand that no organization like a symphony orchestra can manage on ticket sales alone. The New York Philharmonic doesn't live on ticket sales alone. So it's not the least bit unusual for a community, the need for a community to get underneath a group like that, for a theater too, or a ballet company or whatever.
Essential. Auction is going to be taking place and going through midnight Saturday night.
That's right.
How do folks get in on that auction and support the symphony?
It's really easy. All you have to do is remember msogiving.com. msogiving.com. And it takes you to the auction. You see about each of the ensembles you can bid. And remember, when you bid and when you give to the symphony, since we're 501c3, it automatically generates tax giving receipts. It's all clean and tidy. And that auction is open through 11:59 Saturday night. We're going to hope we get a good, strong push.
Some people may still be doing their taxes on Saturday.
That's right.
And so there you go. I get you set up for the next year.
Know how much you can bid.
With a gift to the Monroe Symphony. msogiving.com.
That's right.
I want to ask you, Jared, a little bit about your term here as president. What's in the future for the Monroe Symphony? What's coming up?
Yes, we are. My goal has been finishing up my first year as president is a way to partner and be thankful with the groups that have already been there. The right hand and the left hand has been my approach. The Symphony League, the Youth Symphony. How can we get the symphony stable and building with more future success? It's always the rigmarole is fundraising for this year or for next year. And so that's kind of been our focus is really just build collaborative efforts, be thankful for the groups that we have, and make it a lean, mean symphonic machine.
You mentioned youth. You've got a young soloist who's going to be performing this weekend.
Yes, quite a talented fellow, Elijah. And how do you say
Asmussen?
Asmussen.
Yeah,
great
ULM
talent.
Student.
ULM student, undergrad student at ULM, and to be able to play a Liszt piano concerto when you're in your early, 20s, that's amazing. Yeah. He's really a talented fellow, and we're glad to have him on the program.
Well, we're glad to have both of you on the program today. Maestro John Hodges, Jared Ritchie, president of the Monroe Symphony. And Jared, again, for folks to come out, support the symphony this weekend, where do they go to get tickets? Can you just show up, or do you need to head to the website?
We'd love for you to mymso.org and get your tickets online. But you can show up at the door, just get there 20 minutes early. And tickets at the door. Don't worry. Don't let it stop you from coming. We'd love to see you Saturday at 11.
And Church of the Redeemer is at Cypress Street,
Cypress Street, West Monroe, right across the river.
Cypress Street, West Monroe, Saturday night, 7 p.m., Church of the Redeemer. I'm Corey Crowe. You've been watching Lanyap. Be sure and like and subscribe to this video and share it with your friends.